Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
This episode is for all the real estate agents, brokers, home builders that are looking to use proximity marketing, iBeacon technology, to learn what to do with it in a practical sense by using it at open houses to benefit your prospects and current clients.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, I am, as usual, still Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman. And thanks for tuning in to another episode. We're discussing best tips for using iBeacons and proximity marketing techniques to reach your target audience right at open houses.
So these are going to be absolutely fabulous tips for realtors, brokers, real estate agents, new home builders. There's going to be some solid tactics that are going to work repeatedly and easily within your marketing for your industry. And, you know, Hazel spends a lot of time talking through marketers' ideas and helping them to create out-of-the-box campaigns that actually work in a way that is effective and provides a good ROI. So I think before I really get started here, what we need to do for new listeners or for people who don't actually understand the value of what mobile wallet marketing or mobile wallet ad campaigns are and how they can be used is let's just take a quick couple of minutes and break it down with a quick technical overview and an explanation of how it works.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the back links, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that, Hazel. You do such a good job of that every time.
Thank you.
So before we get into talking about geofencing, proximity, iBeacons, and how they can be used at a realtor's open house, let's just take a second and also briefly go over what these are for the listeners who may not know.
Yeah, sure. So iBeacon technology or proximity marketing offers location and context options for triggering attention to smartphones when they're most effective and resonates with clients. So it can be a trigger based on time or location, making it essential for any business to engage with mobile. They are short range transmitters you can hold in the palm of your hand that are placed inside any physical location where you want to attract customer attention, which makes it ideal for real estate.
Got it.
Yes. So that's the quick rundown on proximity triggers.
Okay. So everybody knows that open houses are a big pain in the butt for realtors, agents, brokers. And, you know, there's a lot of time involved in successfully having an open house. It is, however, one of the best times to get to sort of expand your solid leads or your prospects. You know, even the people who are just looking today, they could be your buying or listing client tomorrow. Or if you happen to be a home builder and you are showcasing the newest, shiniest model homes in your brand new neighborhoods, mobile wallet ad campaigns are an easy mobile technology that can help your prospects on their journey through buying a property by using really simple notifications to indicate features and upgrades in the home directly on the lock screen of their phone while they're touring.
Right, and as I mentioned earlier, they can be time or location based. And if you recall on podcast 50, where we discussed using iBeacons in museums being used from exhibit to exhibit, you can get a real sense of how they can work in a day-to-day setting. Also, you may want to listen to episode 61 as we explain how realtors use mobile wallet marketing campaigns for lead generation.
Right. So, you know, and both of those episodes, the 50th anniversary or the 50th, whatever you want to call it, episode about the museums and the iBeacons, or the other one with the realtors, you know, you can essentially lead a prospect through an open house via iBeacon notifications, just like you would lead someone as they were strolling through a museum. Obviously, a museum is a much larger venue than a house, so there is some creative thinking that is involved in setting these up to work for an open house, but used the right way, they provide a real value add to your marketing, especially if you have a busy open house.
Yeah, yes. I mean, a private tour is one thing with the realtor taking you around, But anticipated busy open houses or a new home, a realtor doesn't take you through the house. You can walk around freely, taking it all in.
Right. I mean, so, you know, now as you have people in the new home or in the open house walking around, you can utilize mobile wallet passes, you know, to welcome them straight away, right on the lock screen. So this does involve actually getting your property listing pass or your new neighborhood pass into their phones. These things don't work without some sort of positive steps on the side of the consumers, but we've got all kinds of episodes that detail how to sort that out and set that up and create those campaigns. So we're going to go under the assumption that you've already got mobile wallet passes in the phones. So Hazel, you spend a lot of time with some of our realtor clients. What do you think are the best places to put the iBeacons inside a new house or for an open house?
Yeah, well, thanks, Kim. Well, with the two best rooms that sells homes nowadays, which would be the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Okay, right again. So you're going to feature these spaces by telling them about something like a, you know, a marble waterfall drop on the island top, or maybe some super specific handcrafted cement tiles on a backsplash. I can see that.
Right.
So, okay, what other features besides upgrades in a kitchen or bathroom would you suggest?
Well, a wall feature like a fireplace. If there's any part of the home a realtor wants to showcase, you can let them know by using the iBeacon. You'll see by sending the right message at the right time, it's used as tech selling school tool for realtors. I'll say that again. Tech selling tool.
Yeah, and there is a little bit of tweaking to the power levels of the iBeacons that we can do to help you get a more feature-specific lock screen notification.
Yes.
So the passes can be set up as a tool to guide prospects at open houses. So let me ask you another question. When would the ideal time for a prospect, and we talked about this before, it's a positive action. When would you suggest that you try to get your prospects to add the pass?
Okay, well, the best time to add the pass would be as they enter the home or by the sign in the area outside of the home.
Okay.
Now, that's just one time in the lead generating process. To do this, there are moments to distribute the property pass. You know, a real estate agent can send it through their recent newsletter. If they send an email, you can put the property pass on that. You know, there's even when you do a social media blitz, when you do your paid ads, let's say through Facebook, when you go to do that ad, you can also have, I think you mentioned in another podcast episode, you can have like the link to get the pass on like the top or bottom of the newsletter.
Yep,
or
yep,
email.
Yep, definitely.
Well, I would do the same thing in the social media paid ad as well. A great way to install the pass is not only with your short URL, but also as the QR code, so you can scan that easily. We see that
for
a lot.
For like print ads.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We see that a lot in the print ads, those postcards that come to your home. So there are like multiple ways to do that with the pass, and that's distributing the pass easily. And another superb feature is that once it's added, you're all ready to receive the notifications without having to go through your settings to do so, or even to go through your emails again.
Right. And, you know, I want to bring up, you mentioned episode 61,
yeah,
where you actually definitely, if you're an agent or a broker, you should go back and listen to that episode, because we did sort out how to segment your campaigns between serious prospects and people who are just looking. So definitely 61. If you haven't heard that episode, go pull it after you're done here and have a quick listen to it.
Right. And I know we mentioned the big ticket items that sells homes, like the kitchens and the bathrooms. But realtors that use iBeacons don't really stop there. They might want you to know about, let's say, the window features or, you know, the door pulls. You know, there's some window features that they're making nowadays where it's, I'm sure you've seen this in the new homes, where the window will fall quickly once it detects rain. Because they have a rain sensor to it.
Oh, no. That would be a I live in Phoenix. We don't have rain sensors.
All right. Well, this is it's new technology in a home.
Cool.
And you're going to want to let your prospect know of this. So that's a great feature to put iBeacon in that area.
Right. So really any kind of new feature, surprise feature, any of that kind of stuff.
Right. And even, you can even work it out that when you're walking into the open house, the back of the pass can have a link to the floor plan so prospects know what they're walking into and where they're going.
Right. I mean, you know, it's not difficult to organize the passes in order to generate a successful campaign. You know, realtors, if you are listening right now, this tool assists you and your prospects by giving them a virtual tour. You're walking them through their buying journey with their phone in hand. You already know what kind of a reliance on mobile people have during the research phase of buying anything, much less buying a house. You know, if you're not around to answer questions, you can direct them to like an FAQ or, you know, things about the property. You know, it really should give you a feeling of confidence that you're adding a tool that fits in, you know, it's like it perfectly fits in with mobile as a research tool for the way that people buy houses today.
Yeah, and remember, these are your quality leads. You're mining them yourself. No one can take them away. So if your prospects are into this open house, they may dig the next one. By smoothly changing a property pass campaign to the next one that sells the open house by using date and time.
So, okay, wait a minute. Can you just quickly explain what you're talking about when you say smoothly changing up the pass?
Sure, Kim. So a property pass can be changed by providing us with details of your new house that you're selling. Which you give us. So your new feature photos, your property address, your MLS link, a video that you're doing, any pertinent features of the home will transition the pass from one house to the next and with it have an all new look to the pass, and your prospects will see the next listing, the next listing and the open house times.
See, okay, so that's a really good explanation. So you can morph a pass into another pass seamlessly. So I think with that, it looks like we're going to run short on time here. So not a big deal. If you're not following us on Facebook, Twitter, etc., you should definitely do that. If you are a realtor or a broker or a real estate agent, we've got a couple of different real estate related products on our mobilewalletmarketer.com website. And you can get a demo, see a property in action. Heck, we'll even put one of your own properties on there for you to see it in action in the demo, especially if you're a broker.
Yeah, so just go to mobilewalletmarketer.com and get a demo from us. And be sure to go to the site again for our iBeacon worksheet download and have some great ideas of how to set this up in your open house.
Sweet. So I guess we will talk again on the next episode.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We're out of here.